Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
All about Jackson Dart and how he looks in a different offense, or at least with a different head coach, a different play caller here with Mike Kafka taking over for Brian Daboll. And I would expect to see a big difference, not just because of all the rumors and rumblings or, you know, the reports about how Dart needs to protect himself, but also because you saw Kafka last week in his first week as head coach put more of an effort on running the football with his running backs. I don't think that that's going to change, even with Jackson Dart back.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see how this goes. I think this is Mike Kafka's best opportunity to distinguish himself as a really, truly viable head coaching candidate for the Giants. If you can come out and listen, one thing the Giants have done very well with Dart, they've come out, they've scored touchdowns their opening drive. I mean, I think it was four, maybe five games, or at least four. So if you can still maintain that offensive flow and Dart looks like the real deal, but you're not throwing them in harm's way like Daboll did. And to be fair, like Dart did as well. You know, Dart did that some on his own, and obviously some of those design runs were called. So I'm very curious how the Giants' offense looks. I'm very curious if they deploy him differently. That's really the big story moving forward, how they use Dart.
And also how Dart tries to protect himself. He's got to understand that, look, no matter how many runs are called for Jackson Dart, and even if I think there are going to be fewer runs called for him, there are going to be some designed run plays, even if it's not just specifically him, the read option, whatever it may be. And in addition to that, there are going to be scrambles. That's the nature of the beast. We saw last night quite a bit with Josh Allen, so it happens. And then there's a big injury scare. That's always going to be a thing. So then how is Dart going to learn to protect himself? This is evaluation of what this quarterback can be. Everybody's just anointing Jackson Dart the next great thing, and I understand why that's the case. A big part of his ability here or potential is going to be his availability. He's got to be able to stay healthy moving forward. So he's got to learn himself. It could be on the play calling. It could be on the offense as a whole. How many design runs are they going to have for him, the read option, whatever it may be. He also needs to learn that he's got to be able to be out there week in, week out for his football team by protecting himself as well. So those are the big things to watch this week. Forget about whether the Giants could beat the Lions or not, because they can't beat the Lions. But how Kafka is going to be calling the plays and how Dart is going to continue to evolve here and maybe give Giant fans more confidence that he can keep himself healthy and be the guy long term.
Yeah, well, Sal, think about this. When we talked about when he was initially concussed and we knew he wouldn't play last game, right? We talked about the differences that the different types of runs that we've seen him make. Now, there is, you know who you drafted. So you're not going to make him a totally different player. You've got to reel him in, and he's got to reel himself in. That's basic stuff. We know that. But like, if you run up the middle, fourth and one, third and one, move the sticks, goal line, that's fine. If you do a design run off left tackle to get 7, 8, 9 yards when you got safeties coming down and in the box and linebackers flying at you, that's just idiotic, because that's going to put him in a blue tent for good.
What about the read option? Because I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm okay with that to an extent. But
see,
go ahead.
See, well, the larger point was, and we talked about this with Phil Simms or Baldy, when you're trying to win football games, and you and I had this conversation on our own, when you're trying to win football games, you're obviously going to do whatever you can to win games, and Jackson Dart running was the best chance the Giants had. Now they're at a point where the wins don't matter. So I don't see any good at all in having, like, people will call me like, oh, don't let him play. Don't. No, he's got to play. He's a quarterback. I mean, that's what we do here. This is sports. Of course, he's a quarterback for a reason. You want him to play. You don't want him to sit there on the bench. However, you don't need to have design runs specific to him. You could have a read option, which is fine. But I would not have just a, all right, Dart, you're taking it here on, you know, third and two because we need you to get the first down. For what? I know they're going to try to win the game, but winning the game is secondary to me what should be the priority is developing your young quarterback, not even keeping him safe, developing him the right way. That is the priority the remainder of the season. For Kafka, it's not only developing Dart, it's also showing himself and what he could do with Dart or potentially elsewhere as a head coach. So he's showing what he could do while also protecting the franchise quarterback, and he has to show that he can protect himself. I don't see any point in having even one design run because you're not trying to win this football game. Well, that should not be the priority, winning this football game.
Well, let me ask you this. Think about all the noise around the Giants. You know, even some of it was a little stupid with the Scatterboo stuff and wrestling, but, you know, and obviously Abdul Carter. And we've had a conversation about Joe Shane for well over a year now, his job status. Let's just say the Giants building is not incredibly healthy, and it has not been healthy for a while. Do you think, I hope so, but I don't have great confidence that it was, but I hope. Do you think it was communicated by Shane or by...
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Mara, somebody like that, to Kafka. It's not about wins. We want to see, you know, how you can be as the CEO, as the leader, how
probably
you work
not.
With the, exactly.
Yeah.
That's my point. A good organization, and if they've done this, then my bad. I'm not just trying to take gratuitous shots at the Giants. Trust me, they've earned the shrapnel. We don't need to pile on where it's not necessary. But, like, a healthy, forward-thinking, you know, dialed-in, cohesive organization would say, we'd call them in, say, listen, Mike, we know what you're probably thinking. If you can win some games here, you're going to have a better... Like, just talk like a human being. The more games you win, talking about Kafka, the better chance he's got to go back and be the head coach of the Giants moving forward. But it should not be at the expense of Jackson Dart. Was that communicated to him? I mean, I would think that common sense would prevail in his mind, but I don't think that the Giants actually said that to him, and
yeah,
they should.
But it's a great question. I don't think Kafka would be reckless here just trying to showcase himself. And it shouldn't be about wins or losses. Nobody expects the Giants to beat the Lions here. And even if they did, okay, whoop-de-doo. They still stink. Like, I'm not looking at him saying, whoa, Kafka's going to be some genius because they beat the Lions. Nobody expects him to win this game. What I think is more important is Kafka showing that he can protect Jackson Dart and developing him over the final, you know, 6 games here, whatever it is left, 7 weeks of the season, to develop him, keep him healthy, and show that you can handle him, not just running him into the ground and try to get cheap yardage or cheap wins or trying to keep yourself in the game in a cheap manner just by running him into the ground. That can't happen, and I don't think it will with Kafka. I think Kafka will prevail. Remember, Dable was in a little bit of a different situation. Also, when Dable was here, the season still was kind of up for grabs. We know it wasn't trending the right way, but the wins, losses did matter. Now that's definitively over, so there would be no reason at all to run Jackson Dart into the ground.
It's a good point. I mean, think about this, too. I mean, what are the main conversation points on this station, which to me is just, it's really a reflection of how weak we've gotten as a sporting, I'll keep it a sports, as a sporting society. Now, you and I don't subscribe to this. I've heard a lot of calls where people don't want him to play, and this is something that you just referenced here. And then think about what you and I talked about yesterday with the NBA, and if you guys missed that, Free Odyssey app, the season, it's too long, the maintenance days, and that conversation. And then also, Sal, think about how we've gotten to a point in baseball, you know, third time through the order, 80 pitches, 90 pitches, 100 pitches, you know, God forbid the pitchers go too hard. We are at, or too long, we are at a point now I don't know what percentage, but I would have to guess based on what I've heard on the station to this show and others and social media, there's probably a 25 to 30, maybe more percentage of Giant fans who don't even want Jackson Dart to play.
Yeah, see, to me,
the hell's wrong with people?
To me, it's insane. Well, we had a caller call up yesterday talking about it. I've heard some of it on the morning show driving in. I mean, come on, what are we doing here? And it's not just Dart. You're right. This happens in other situations. Well, just rest him or don't pitch him or what are we doing? That's what I'm saying. It's got to be about the competition here. You want to see your quarterback, forget about just this week and the win-loss result. You want to see him compete. You want to see what he's made of. How do you think he's going to get better? He's not going to get better by sitting on the bench. So you want to keep him in bubble wrap, have him on the bench, not play this weekend against Detroit, and what? Not have him play the remainder of the season and just have him go into training camp next year, fresh to start a year with a different head coach? That doesn't make any sense. He's got to play. By the way, if he weren't playing this game, I'm being honest with you, I had a hard time getting into the game last week watching Jameis Winston and the Giants take on the Packers.
It was tough.
In a game that meant absolutely nothing as it pertains to the Giants. It meant nothing. And if you don't have Jackson Dart, what am I watching? This game doesn't mean anything, but at least we get to see Jackson Dart and how Kafka is going to handle him and how Dart himself is going to take care of himself, try to protect himself. The idea that you wouldn't play him if he's healthy, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
I can't relate to that mindset. I just don't get it. I'm just trying to put myself in the shoes of Giant fans. Like if my Jets, we'll do a little Jets later, not much, but if my Jets, I mean, maybe that was all the Jets that will do.
I'm actually more intrigued by them. Dart is the big draw in New York football right now. We get that. But at least you could watch the Jets and you could say they're building something.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if Glenn can continue to build something. Can they be competitive against a team who we expect to kick their ass? Can they be competitive in that football game? With the Giants, it's not really that. It's just kind of really with the Giants right now, it's just getting through the rest of the season, evaluating everything that happens with ownership and front office and all those different things, just trying to play out the string.
And I do. I think we all do. We all want to see how Abdul Carter responds to this little tumultuous, if we could use that word, period, as a rookie. And hopefully he plows through. And I know Kafka said he's been busting tail in practice and he's ready. And we'll see.
I know.
He just said that. We'll see. The results will actually be the results, good or bad. And I've got more of a good feeling that he'll come out right than wrong for Abdul Carter. But my point is, if the Jets and whenever they have their franchise quarterback this year, next year, 2 years, whatever it is, like, I will never be in a situation with 7 or 8 games to go. I don't care if they have no wins, sitting here saying, let's just put him in bubble wrap and get him to next season. That's just the height of softness. I don't like that. I don't agree with that. However, there's a fine line, all right, and recklessness, and that's what we're trying to delineate it and separate from. Like having, and I don't think they'll do this, having him throw, you know, 46 times. If, say, if the Giants had an O-line, which was as bad as it used to be. It's actually gotten a little bit better, as we know. Talk to Baldy about that. The numbers support that, especially in the run game. Like, there's a way where you can be like, all right, we're just putting this guy out there where he's going to get railroaded and, God forbid, really broken. I think that, as you say, this is your set, you could thread the needle and you could still work on his development. You can keep him safe. You can have the Giants develop this run identity, and you can see what Kafka has. And if we don't see that, well, then they're even more lost than I think that they are. But I for whatever reason, it's more of a gut. I feel like the Giants' plan this weekend, how they use Dart, will be on point. I don't know why, but I've got some confidence there.
Me too. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call. Friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Patrick is in Melville starting us off. What's up, Patrick?
Patty.
Hey, guys. How you doing? So, you know, with the Giants, with Jackson Dart, is he still a rookie? So
what?
He has to play?
I'm sorry. Your phone was breaking up there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I believe he just has to play because he's a rookie. But I will say one thing I kind of take back about. These guys, there's no such thing as a game that means absolutely nothing. These guys are on audition all the time when they're actually on the field. So every game means something.
And we know that, Pat. Of course. It's their resume. We know. We're just saying, like, you know, in terms of the playoffs or...
Yeah, I'm talking
about
all
we're saying.
Whether the Giants win or lose on Sunday is irrelevant.
Yes.
It's not irrelevant how hard guys play and how, certainly not, how Jackson Dart develops. That's the that watching Abdul Carter, big thing. Watching Jackson Dart develop, that's the biggest thing with the Giants the rest of the way, whether they win or not.
No, I understand. But what I'm trying to say is that, we obviously want the Giants to just... I want to win. I want them to beat the Lions because I think that they're there. That's the great thing about this team. I think they're there. I just think actually, I don't think Kaepernick's got a shot to be a coach. And like I said, I think if we bring in a real coach, I think we're going to probably have the same effect that Vrabel had in New England, because we just need a coach.
When you say they're there, where is there exactly with the Giants?
I think that they actually have the personnel. I just think they need a couple of tweaks. I just think that if they were coached better, especially on the defensive line, and you know, let those guys really play their natural positions and really get after the quarterback, I think you're going to see a big turnaround. I just don't think Kaepernick is the coach for it. You know,
yeah.
But I think they got good personnel. I think that they're nowhere near the drudgery that every season I used to come in saying, oh, we got no shot. I actually feel next season with the right amount of draft picks and stuff, I think we actually do have a shot to start.
Well, but Patrick, I don't even know that you're totally wrong, and thanks for the call there, buddy. But I think a lot of fan bases can say that right now. Maybe with the exception of Tennessee and maybe the Jets, maybe one other team. I mean, you know, the Giants aren't devoid of talent. I don't think that anybody that's part of the reason why Dable got fired, and we're on the record. We would move on from Shane because we expected more. Not necessarily 10 or 11 wins, but like the defense was supposed to be better. Listen, the Giants are a safety, a corner, a linebacker, and another good receiver away. Now, that's a lot. But if you get two of those things, maybe three of the four, yeah, the Giants could be very competitive next year. I don't dispute that. They beat some good teams this year.
They're 2-9.
Yeah, but think what they could have been.
He's saying they're there. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. I mean, you could look at all the teams and say the same thing. I understand that the coaching wasn't great. Yeah, they could have had a couple more wins. They should have had a couple more wins. At the end of it, this is not a one-off where it's like, man, what the hell happened? Last year they won 9 games. This year they were close, but they fell down. There's literally one team in the entire NFL that is beneath the Giants in the standings. One team.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, oh, they're there. I think we're right there. Yeah, you're right there, surrounded by the Titans, the Saints who beat you, the Browns,
the Jets,
yeah. The Raiders. Yeah, you're right there.
Right there, huh?
You're right there. Like,
yeah, but hold on now. I'm kind of with you, but I also hear what he's saying in the respect that the Patriots were also right there, and now look where they are. Now, is Dart going to be May? Is whomever they hire going to be Vrabel? And there's also pieces of the Patriots roster that we kind of gloss over,
right.
Like non-receiver, non-sexy positions.
Top corner, yeah. Okay.
He's absolutely one of the best corners. You know, him, Sertan, he's one of the two or three best corners in football. So, you know, it's not necessarily apples to apples, but whether it's the Giants, the Commanders 2 years ago.
Yeah, the NFL is like that.
You could take a leap. It's not out of the question.
They're going to have a softer schedule. Look at the Patriots schedule. That's a big reason why they've had the success that they've had. I'm not trying to knock it, but that is a talking point here. It's why weeks ago people were looking at it and saying, man, this team might be the top seed because they have a soft schedule. That is how it's supposed to be, to have competitive balance. Next year, for the teams that are at the bottom of the barrel, should get better. And the Giants don't have, here's where I'll meet you and the caller. I don't believe, and I've said this all season long, I don't believe that they have 2-9 talent. Now, I don't think their talent is good, but it's not 2-9 bad. They should be much better than the Titans or the Saints, and they're not for a multitude of reasons.
Okay, well, think about this. I agree, they're not 2-9 bad, even though they literally are 2-9.
I mean, talent-wise.
Yeah,
They gotcha. Are 2-9 bad. That makes it even worse that they have talent that should be better than 2-9.
And that's why people need to be shown the door, because that's separate from the talent. So, but let's put them at 4-7. What Patrick really is saying.
Okay, fair enough, yeah.
With the addition of, and now you've got to get them, and that's proven elusive in certain spots over the last couple of years for the Giants, particularly with Joe Shane making those decisions. But if we view them more as a 4-ish win team now, they're going to be one or two of those bad teams on the back end of the schedule, maybe finish maybe finish with 4 wins or 5 wins. And if they should have been a 6 or a 7 win team with the right moves and growth and blah, 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 better coaching, it's not completely implausible to make a jump to the, 9-ish win and be in the mix in late December.
Especially,
I would agree with that.
Especially when you have the quarterback, when you have Neighbors and Scadaboo coming
back.
Definitely. Understood. But also look at the league. You could say that about half the league. You think the Dolphins are any good? Like, the Dolphins have been, we talked about
I don't think that. I don't think they have a lot of heart.
Mike McDaniel was supposed to be fired before Brian Dable.
No, they fixed it.
Okay.
They fixed it.
Well, they fixed it.
They confused me. I'll be honest. Miami, they've confused me.
But it's not just
them.
They're one team that I picked out because everybody's like, Miami sucks. They're going to be one of the worst teams in the league. Head coach should be fired. He was the one that was on the hot seat before anybody else. They're 4-7. So do we look at Miami and say, you know what? Next year, I don't know if they get things right.
No, you know why?
And
because of Tua. Nobody. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. I don't believe in Tua the way I believe in Dart.
And I mean, Mateo is much more accomplished than Dart.
Of course he is. Yeah. There's no question. I'm not saying he's terrible, but, you know, Tua's at the point where he's starting to make real money, where Jackson Dart's on that first contract. But so there's different circumstances, salary cap, et cetera.
My point is that the league, Minnesota, 4-6. Everybody's ripping McCarthy, but you look at the Vikings and they're 4-6. Okay, they're right there. The Cardinals are 3-7. Like, Atlanta, 3-7. Those teams arguably could be better next year as well.
Yeah, and I don't disagree.
So you could say that about everybody, but yet here we are with the Giants, and they're not even at the 4-7
mark.
Yeah,
we're saying they feel like a 4-win team, but they're not. They're a 2-win team.
That's what makes it
to me. Well, here's the other thing, too, and this is what's kind of unfair, and I don't know if defend is the right word, but you know, you said before, softer schedule. Well, based on that logic, the Giants should have had a softer schedule this year. Because they stunk last year.
Their schedule was brutal this year.
Oh, God, this schedule was I don't want to say unfair because it's a big boy league, but this schedule is as tough as it gets.
Sports Talk on WFAN presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.